Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You have to have a couple of skill sets. At the core, you're a business attorney. You should be like a strategist. But we need to be problem solvers, fixers, because at one time I may be touching what I do. I'll talk about what I do is negotiating the deals, as you mentioned, Rashad, like strategizing, advocating, but you are making sure the brand is protected, copyrights, trademarks. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, if somebody's coming to your clients with investment. If I don't do it, it's finding a network of corporate attorneys who may do that. So it's, I'll call it a dot connector. You're really a dot connector. You handle your piece of the pie, which in my case is negotiating, reviewing agreements, redlining, marking up, and then, you know, making sure the client's covered on all other facets. If you don't do it, somebody in your network needs to.
Is it different from like music, film, television?
Yeah, so they're different silos. So I started as a music lawyer. So I know everything about, very random fact about me. I used to co-own a music publishing company. So I know a lot about music publishing. So it starts for me. I cut my teeth in music. My internship was in music law. So yeah, it's music, fashion, film and TV, visual arts. So there are various, you know, silos in
it. What would be different between?
Oh, it the nuance and sort of the deals, the deal terms and ask that you're going to ask, because what I'm going to ask for in music has nothing to do in film and television. So when somebody's saying, and it's no diss to other people, but they're saying entertainment is exactly what you say, which sort of leg or arm, like you'll grow with your clients. Like I've been able to grow with you all in a massive ways and it takes you into other silos. But at the core, it's always good for an entertainment attorney to start in like one, as I keep on calling them, silos, because you have to know that back and forth. You have to know, like music, I'll know certain triggers and terms. If somebody's saying, what does a producer need to get? Okay, you need to get your front end back in. You need your producer fee. Right? So that's one percentage of revenue. Then you need your producer advance or upfront fee. You need your producer royalty rate. You need your back end on publishing. Mm. You need your sound exchange. I just mentioned four revenue streams.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't know that, you're missing out. You're leaving money on the table for your client.
Yeah. I always like when you get the red line, I want to talk about that, because whenever a contract comes to you, there's a red line version that comes back. I always wonder at the time that goes into doing that. Yeah. And what are the key things that you're looking at? Like, I know, like when we talk all the time, it's like the first thing we're looking for is perpetuity. If it's in there. So are there other terms that you know beforehand? Like if I see that in there, we have to have a conversation.
Oh, absolutely. It's perpetuity, like you said, Troy.
Yeah.
We don't like that word. It's like a curse word to us. Yeah. And again, let me give the caveat. The only time perpetuity is fine is if the price point could match and align and is something that we feel like is negotiable. So I want to give that disclaimer. In rare cases for people, and it may be something, let me give an example. If it's a soundbite of a song somebody wants to use for 30 seconds, they want it in a perpetuity, they pay an applicable price to use it and we narrow down the territory, maybe that works for one client, but it won't work for the next. So that's why I'm hands-on with you all to be like, what do you want out of this? But I know in our case, for my guys, we don't like that word. So because of that, I look for that. I look for the term. So again, I like to say something. My job is to get you the most amount of money for the least amount of commitment. So that's how I treat it. What does that mean? If it's a term, can we decrease it? Can we keep it as short as possible and we get you properly compensated in that window of time? If it's five, can we get it to 3 years? Like, so we're negotiating terms are very important. Payment terms, when you're getting paid, how much you're getting paid and when you're getting paid are very important, because we know that could be held up. Companies mean well, but they have their net 90, they have net 45. So when you get paid is very important. Services, requirements, duties required of the person. So you may be like, they may be asking for too much, or I'm cool with that. But just knowing upfront what is expected of you is important. I'm trying to think, of course, everything's important, you all, again, disclaimer. But the major terms, those are things just initially, so that when I have calls with you all, as busy as you are, I have to say, here's what we're going to streamline. Here are the focal points. And then we attack some of those.
So intellectual property, significant aspect of entertainment law. So can you talk about intellectual property, and can you provide some examples where you've helped your clients protect their intellectual property rights?
Yes. Like you said, intellectual property, or if you hear people, you hear them say IP a lot. Mm-hmm. That is incredibly important. It's important for everyone, but specifically, I'm very passionate about our community as a Black community knowing that, because that's often the first thing that's taken away from us. So it's a matter of what you create. And I just want to also say something. When you create something in the United States copyright law and trademark law, the minute you create, you write a poem, you write song lyrics, there's a copyright. What you want to do is go and take it added layer to it, protection, and you go to the U.S. Copyright Office. So www.copyright.gov, I tell people, go learn that skill set by yourself, because I get it. When you're coming up, there may not be budgets and fees for lawyers. Go learn how to do some certain things by yourself. So go there. Learn how to file a copyright. It's not the most exciting thing to learn to process, but once you get it, you'll do it. Then you want to see, okay, do I have what's called a source identifier or brand name? That's a trademark. Do I have something that people are starting to know me by, right? Trademark that. And I can use you all, if you all don't mind using you all as examples, as clients.
Sure.
Earn Your Leisure. We are sitting here because this is a federally protected trademark. That is what you do before things get big. You protect your assets. Assets over liabilities is a trademark that's protected. So Rashad and Troy, the best example I'm using here is you all, the company that you all have, and companies, I'm sorry, it's protected. That's the best way to do it. So whether you get the trademark attorney to do it, whether you do it on your own, just make sure it's protected before you walk into these business deals, you all, because I've seen it where somebody has to then either go buy that back or negotiate how to get it back. And of course, the price is much higher than it would have been before the stars started to rise. Mm.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.